Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 and welcome to the A New Day Show. You're probably not recognizing me this morning because of my voice. My voice is not in the best of health this morning. However, I'm still here. So pray for me that my voice will hold out for the end of the show. This is the Queen of the Empowered Soul coming to you out of Connecticut on Wednesday, the 15th of September, 2010. And I will be discussing with you about an experience, a 12 weeks experience that I have coming up. My plan is still to have this begin on September the 25th here in Connecticut, and I want to spend some time this morning answering questions about it and giving people more information for them to make an educated decision. I want to welcome Lynn to the chat room. Lynn, thank you for coming. I don't know whether or not this is your first time, but I want to welcome you, and I hope this will not be your last time. I want to also encourage you, please, to mark the show favorite and also become my friend, and you will be kept informed of the guests that are coming up in the previous weeks and months ahead. So Lynn, Manifreeze, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I am glad to see you here in the chat room this morning. The telephone numbers that you can call if you have a question or if you have an experience about what I will be speaking about this morning, you can call to share your experience. The toll-free number is 877-598-8549, and the regular number is 646-915-8166. So again, I welcome you to the A New Day Show, and I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, or the Queen of the Empowered Soul. So it's a privilege and an honor to have you join me this morning. So don't hesitate to call 877-598-8549. Okay, back in July, some of you remembered that I think it was on the 21st, I broadcast out of San Diego, California, because I was out there taking part in a training to become a licensed facilitator of the Dreaming Room, which is a program created by Michael E. Gerber Companies, and specifically the origination portion of his company. Now, what this experience does, and you're probably listening and wondering, why am I saying an experience? Well, that is just what it is. It is not a seminar, it is not a workshop, it is not a conference. It is an experience which awakens the entrepreneur in each and every one of us. Now, some of you have probably read Michael Gerber's book, E-Myth Revisited. He also have the most successful small business in the world, and he also have Awakened the Entrepreneur Within. So this legacy program, he himself, meaning Michael E. Gerber himself, for 5 years conducted these dreaming rooms, which allowed the participants to create the most extraordinary businesses the world has ever seen. So over 5 years, when Michael E. Gerber realized how powerful these experiences were, he decided, how can we expand on this, and how can we allow people from all over the world to have their own local dreaming rooms? These dreaming rooms, when Michael did them, people paid up to $10,000 to be part of these dreaming rooms. And they came out with phenomenal successes in their businesses from all over the world, and people have magnificent stories. So when I watched the DVD that was sent to me, because I met Michael, someone introduced me to Michael E. Gerber online, and we connected. At the time, I was in the process of working on the Vision Weekend Conference. And when I watched that DVD, it was a 20 minutes long DVD, and when I watched it, I came away with the understanding that this dreaming room will also add value to my resources, my clients, my participants of the Vision Weekend Conference, because we are looking to help small business owners and entrepreneurs to shape their vision for greater success. And here, this dreaming room is helping entrepreneurs to awaken the entrepreneur within, whether they are already business owners or they are wannabe business owners. So I figure, what a fantastic opportunity to become part of this and to be able to have under one umbrella the services that entrepreneurs need. So with that being said, I went out to San Diego and became part in this phenomenal experience called the Dreaming Room. And now I am the first facilitator here in Connecticut. So this is what I want to spend the time answering your questions about, what it is and how you can become a part of it. And if you are someone who has read the E-Myth Revisit, which is a book by Michael E. Gerber, call me and let me hear from you about what the principles in that book has done for your life and for your career. And if you have not read it yet and you want to talk to me more about the Dreaming Room, this is what this call is dedicated to this morning. The Dreaming Room is a 12-week experience. And the reason it is categorized as an experience is because each and every individual who enters into these 12 weeks will evolve uniquely, but with their own experiences, which will help them to create the dream business that they have been holding off on. Or even for some of us who already have businesses, it helps us to understand how to really operate as an entrepreneur, and it gives us the true meaning of what entrepreneurship is. It helps us to create a blueprint that will help us to be effective in what we are doing and to leverage all the aspects of entrepreneurship. So it is a phenomenal experience, and I still have 9 openings for the class, which is scheduled to begin September the 25th, it's on a Saturday morning. The class is only 3 hours per week, so it goes from 9 to 12. This way, people will still have time to get home and to do things with their families or to do or whatever else they have to do. So please give me a call, 646-915-8166. So I can explain to you or answer your questions about the upcoming Dreaming Room that I am having here in Connecticut. Now, excuse me, each week as we gather together for these experiences, we will enter into different activities which will help to guide each participant into giving birth to that dream or that vision that they have. The atmosphere provides for relaxation, for creativity. The entire community gets together and work around each person's goals. So it is not a place where you are going to be coming and there's a lot of lecturing and you got to take a lot of notes. it is going to be an atmosphere or a community or an environment which provides for you all the tools which are needed for you to expand on your creativity and on the things that you want to do with your business. We will do things like, we will do activities that help you to awaken your dreamer. We will do things, activities which will help you to identify and prioritize the dreams that you have for a business. You know that we all have a lot of grand ideas, and oftentimes we are not sure which ones we want to follow through on. So in this experience, as part of the experience, I think it's in the third week or so, we will engage you in activities that will help you to identify your most important dream that will help you to begin to create your own business. Then we will help you to give birth to the dream. So we are going to help you create the most valuable dream. Then the next thing that we will do is to help you to give birth to that which you have just created. Now, we are not just going to leave you there, because we will continue by helping you understand and realize how to form the vision that is connected to the dream that you identified and to the dream that you created and gave birth to. Now we sit and we work on different activities which will help you to form the vision. Because in other words, we as entrepreneurs or small business owners, we must understand the importance of seeing the end from the beginning. When we are able to do that, that gives us tunnel vision. And we are able to stick it out for the long haul. A lot of people gave up on their dreams, on their visions, just when they were about to catapult to the highest level ever. And I think the reason why that happens is because we are not looking at the end from the beginning. We are just seeing things as they are right now. And unless we can visualize and see the end from the beginning and get super excited about it, then we will give up when the challenges come, when the struggles hit, because success is not without struggle. It is like, you know, we as mothers will tell you that each time that we give birth to a new life on this universe, it's a lot of pain. However, there are mothers who have done it over and over and over and over and over and over again, because they keep seeing these little people that they are bringing in the world, they keep seeing them from the end. They've seen them as doctors, they've seen them as accountants, they've seen them as spiritual leaders. They are just seeing them as the greatest thing that they can ever have, and to know that I gave birth to that little person. And it's the same thing in our vision and our dreams pertaining to our business, we must be able to see the beginning from, we must see the end from the beginning. Now, we continue to help you to prioritize, and we help you to focus on what are the results that you will need from that business. Because we are all going into business, and we got to know that we are going in there for other reasons than the money. So what are we looking for that business to provide for us? Then we are going to be dealing with how innovative are we when it comes around to that business. Excuse me. What are we going to be engaged in that will help us to give the authentic service or product that we were set out to create for our client or for our customer base? So as I tell you, this experience is a phenomenal step by step by step. What the main dreamer, who is your facilitator, does is kind of take you by the hand, each person, along the dream path, and to help you to just unfold that desire that you have had in you for such a long time, and to help you to develop and create the business that you would like to be operating for the rest of your life. A business which, because you are going into it, doing the right things, setting it up the right way, understand the things that you need to do for growth, understanding those things from the beginning, you will be able to create a business with a magnificent exit plan and strategy. You will also be able to understand how to create a business that you can turn into a legacy for the rest of your family. You will understand how to create a business that, just in case something happens to you, it is so structured and so designed that it will be just, it will be turned over to other family members, or it will be able to be sold for a significant amount of money that your family can enjoy, instead of you dying and the doors are just closed up and locked up because there is no design, no structure for you to follow. Now, as we progress over the weeks, we will also come to a time when we begin the plan, step by step by step by step. You know that each and every one of us, we are so unique. And we are unique people, you know, and we have the ability to just be so creative and focus on the things that we are so talented and gifted to do. If we would only put the fear aside and follow our hearts, because if we, let's say we still ourselves, for some people who meditate or pray regularly, They know that each time that they are looking to make a critical decision about something, they always enter into meditation and prayer so that they can come out with clarity in knowing that that decision or that presentation that they are on their way to do is the best one ever. And this is what this experience offers and helps you to do. It helps you to create a plan that is uniquely, authentically you. It is a plan that you can work for the success of the company or business that you have just created. Now, I got to soothe my throat. Give me a minute here, please. Yes. And each of us, even from we were little kids growing up, and if we were asked what it is we want to do in life, every little child you ask, they are so excited about what they want to be. However, as they grow older in this world and in the community and the environment around where we all are, oftentimes we have lost those dreams and visions. We no longer are interested in those things that we were so excited about. You know, the sky was the limit when we were younger, and you ask us, you know, what is it we want to be? The sky was the limit. But as we grow older, different people or different circumstances or issues around us begins to take a more control, if you may, of our lives, and we kind of lost ourselves in the process. We lost our dreams. We lost our vision. And now we become like yo-yos that, you know, people just wind us up and tell us what they think we should do, and we go there and it don't work, and we get discouraged, and we sit down again, and somebody else come, I think you should do this, or I think you should do that. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on, and round and round and round and round. Well, here is an opportunity where you can no longer allow those people to continue to push you off of the track that you're on, because our life journey is like a train traveling on those tracks, the railroad track. You know if there is something wrong with any part of that railroad track, the train will be derailed. And sometimes it can be a great accident, other times it cannot be that bad, but it still means the train got off the track and derailed. And it's the same thing with our goals, that there are different times when different things happen in our lives, and sometimes not to us personally, but we observe other individuals who have gone through things, and we threw our hands up and said, oh, if Daphne did not make it, that means I am not going to make it. And that really is not true. You have your own sets of skills and talents. You have your own belief in yourself. And so long as you keep believing in your heart that you can do a thing, all you need to do is to go out there and keep doing it until you get it right. Well, I'm happy to say you really don't need to do it alone anymore, because this is where the Dreaming Room comes in. The Dreaming Room is here to help you unfold and unveil all those great ideas, and also to be here as a resource and a community that will help you to maintain the dreams and the visions that you have identified, and how to build on them to improve your lifestyle, the lifestyle of your family, and also of the community that you are a part of. The Dreaming Room also helps you to be able to just verbalize what your purpose is. You know, a lot of us, we really do not understand how to stipulate and to tell what our purpose in life is. Well, this Dreaming Room experience helped you to craft the language that when you say it, people understand what you are about and know what service you are bringing to them. Now, after you become part of that Dreaming Room and for the 12 weeks, you know that some of the naysayers will begin to raise their ugly heads. And you need to be prepared for that. You also need to be prepared and understand the importance of not allowing them to get you off that railroad track that you're on. So, you jot it in your journal, and when it comes, you take it off and you move on. And because you knew that they were going to do that, you can eloquently say to them with confidence that I am for the first time doing what I was created to do. And you may not understand right now, and that's all right. I hope in the long end, that you will be able to understand fully what I am about, and that will encourage you to go seeking and searching for what your true calling and purpose is in life, so that you can live your life to the fullest. Because, you know, none of us want to die and leave this world with our music not played. None of us. We all want to leave this world empty. You know, are we chefs? We want to always cook the best meal we ever can, because we don't want to live here and then people are saying, oh, I wish Daphne had done this more. I wish she had done that more. I wish she had done that more. Now, that by then it's going to be too late. So what we each need to do is to take advantage of those opportunities now and to give birth to those things that we were born to give birth to. It is not easy. However, it is very, very, very rewarding. There is no feeling like when you have done something which will impact the lives of someone else and they express to you what it has done for them. I had one such experience about 2.5 weeks ago. Here in Connecticut, I have a local cable TV show called A New Day, Your Guide to Personal Empowerment. And that show airs on on Comcast and Charter and SoundView. It's also out in St. Louis, Missouri. And there was one evening that a guest did not turn up. Okay, Lynn, thank you for stopping by, and I hope I see you another time. Yes, Lynn has to run. And the late one, my guest did not turn up, and I decided I wanted to do a bit of teaching as my cameraman Rich says. He said, I don't know whether it's teaching or preaching, but it's good, so whatever it is. But to my amazement, my phone rang and someone hung up. And I called the number back because I felt I should do that. And then I inquired about if the person was looking for someone, whether it was the wrong number. And she said, no, she was just calling to save the number in her phone because she just saw something on television and she wants to talk to the lady who was on the show sometime. So I made her to understand that this was me. And we just got into a conversation. She said, thanks for what I spoke about. I thought that presentation that week was reinventing your life for greater success. And she was so touched by what was said. It was something that she could utilize in her life right away. And not only did she enjoy it, she wanted to take the time to let me know what she got out of it. And I appreciated that because what I did for the other three or four times I was in the studio, I did some teachings on other topics which I feel will be beneficial to other listeners. So, again, I want to publicly thank Susan Strauss for doing that and just expressing gratitude about what she had received. And I even jokingly said to the other listeners that these extra teachings that you're getting, you need to say thanks to one of the listeners who called in to say that this was beneficial to her. So it's the same thing that will happen in our businesses as entrepreneurs. When we focus on helping others, we can always be assured that lives will be changing. Every day, every minute, every second, lives will be changing. Either from those who work with us directly or those who are impacted by the other people who we touch directly. But this thing can snowball and affect many lives. And I have decided that I'm not going to look and say, you know, is it large numbers or small numbers? I just want to be busy doing what I'm doing and making sure I'm doing the best for mankind. So this is why I am so super excited about the Dreaming Room that I am now going to be conducting, because it will help me to hold the hands of many people and to help them to give birth to these amazing dreams that will help to awaken the entrepreneur within them. You know that now there are challenging times. Everybody's talking about this is not going right, that's not going right, the other is not going right. So now is the time for entrepreneurs to be born. You know, we as adults, we need to wake up and smell the coffee. I look around in the trade magazines and different business publications, and I notice teenagers, people in their early 20s, they are doing phenomenal job on their entrepreneurial endeavors. They are not afraid. They are not playing it safe. They are going all the way out. All the way. They have an idea, and they are going for it. They are not looking to say, I don't have money, and who is going to this. They just go out there, and they just do what it is that they are doing. I'm saying this to adults. What's holding you back? Can't you have a little faith in yourself? Can't you have a little faith in the things that is eating at your heart for years? Can't you have a little faith in knowing that entering into this dreaming room experience will help you to just evolve like an eagle, like soaring like an eagle? You know, you never know what it would be like if you sit down and not take a chance or take a risk on yourself. Don't just sit down with what you have and play it safe. Go out there and believe in yourself and invest in yourself. I tell you, this dreaming room is nowhere close to the $10,000 that other people had paid to be part of the initial ones that took place 5 years ago. But for those of you who are interested, you call me here on the show or send me an email, and you can do that from the show site as well. And I will explain to you how for less than a quarter of what other people paid, you can become part of the dreaming room, and you, next year or the year after, will be on here sharing your stories of success and how you awaken the entrepreneur within. Now, after you go through all of those several weeks, excuse me, you are now so confident and you are ready to unveil your mission. You are ready to go out there and let things happen for you. So sometimes this is the time when all the scary voices and all the voices of the naysayers, you're going to be hearing them louder than ever in the back of your mind. And you got to know to shut them up, you know. For each of us, it takes different things to shut those negative voices up. And as you go through the 12 weeks of the experience, it will help you to develop or identify new skills that you can use to conquer those naysayers and to shut them up. It will help you to develop your strength in knowing that so long as you believe in yourself and in your dreams and your visions, you will make it in this world. Because you will have in your presence the testimony a piece of the legacy which the Dreaming Room really is. It is a portion of the legacy of Michael E. Gerber. We are talking about an entrepreneurial guru whose work is in over 25 countries. He have over 70,000 entrepreneurial businesses that he has helped to awaken through those Dreaming Rooms. And now, the same awaits you. So, do not allow fear. Do not allow past experiences. Do not allow siblings or spouses or significant others to tell you, you're going to do what? Oh, you know that's not for you. Now only listen to your heart. You got to listen to your spirit, because that is our authentic thought that is coming out of there that will help us to excel in life. We got to believe in ourselves 3,000% more than we are allowing others to believe in us. We must take charge of our ideas, our vision, and we must be able to see the end from the beginning. Until we can visualize and see the end from the beginning, we are not really on the right path yet. So that's these are some of the things that the Dreaming Room will help you to accomplish when you become part of it. Now, after you go through all of that, you also have the opportunity to put it all together right there so that you can go out there and create the business and the service that you are set out to do. You know, each and every one of us has something special in us that we want to unveil. Lot of people think it is, oh, nobody's going to want this. Nobody's going to want that. But trust me, by you not putting it out there, you won't know. You got to put it out there and make sure it is out there correctly. Put it out there and let it be out there correctly. And then you will be surprised to know the advantage that it will bring into people's lives. It's like I've told you about my experience at the TV studio on that show. For over how many years I'm doing the show, I've never done anything like that. And this one lady, hearing it, I don't know whether she's a regular listener to the show, and she heard it and it made a difference in her life. And it is the same thing in our regular businesses as entrepreneur. That's the feedback we want to get. That is the feedback we want to get. So, I want to encourage you to come dream with me beginning September the 25th. I am scheduled to begin the Dreaming Room 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday morning, Saturday the 25th, and for 12 consecutive mornings. It will take place at the Heritage Golf and Spa Hotel. For those of you who have been there before, you know that that's a real exquisite property. And what better place for entrepreneurs to go dream but there? So I want to encourage you to give me a call, 646-915-8166 or 877-598-8549. And I will give you more information, or you can go to my radio site, send me an email, and I will give you more information on how you can come dream with me beginning September 25th here in Connecticut. So, now, I want to just, let me just soothe my throat again. Yes. Well, I know that my throat will last out for this show. So if you're listening out there, just send a prayer and some positive energy to my throat. It needs it this morning. It really needs it this morning. And before I get into the next portion of this show here, I want to take a few minutes and to tell you about a special guest I have coming on in a few weeks. And it is this phenomenal woman. I've known her for over 20 years. And talking about awaken the entrepreneur within. This lady decided at age 50 that she was going to become an actress, and she turned around and switched careers in midstream, and now she is acting and you know, and all of that good stuff. So we're going to be having her on the show, I think it's in early October, so I will keep you informed, because there are a lot of people out there who are afraid to make a new beginning in age 20, much less age 50. So I want you to be here to listen to my friend Bonnie Bloss, who will be on in early October. Now, the other thing I want to talk to you about is... Oh, okay. I'm happy to be back on, because I had lost internet connection. So I went off, and now I am back on. So I apologize for those of you who probably joined and wondering why you weren't hearing me. It was just because we had lost internet. I was kicked off, and now I am back on. So I am happy that I am back on. And just before I went off, I was about to explain something to you about the tapings from the Vision Week conference, is that we are in the process of packaging those and getting them out there on the market, so that people who did not get to attend the conference will have the opportunity to own those powerful materials. So I am waiting on that. They are editing now, and we are waiting and all of that to be completed. And then As soon as they are completed, we will let you know what format you will be able to get them in and where are the places that you can get them in. So that was just for the tapings of the CDs from the Vision Weekend Conference. And we know that they will bless your life. So I'm back here, and we were kicked off of the internet, but thankfully that we are back now on here, and we are going to continue our conversation. We were, the earlier portion of the show, the first hour of the show, we were discussing around the dreaming room that I'm looking to conduct here in Connecticut and also surrounding states. And I went through different aspects of the dreaming room, so I hope you get an opportunity to just understand a little bit more about what it is. And if you have an organization or a group or a networking group that you want to invite me to come and speak about it, I am open to getting your name on the list. If you want me to speak at your Chamber of Commerce meeting about it, any business gathering, or service club, Rotary, Kiwanis, Lions, JCs, whichever service clubs you have, I am accepting invitations to come and speak there about the dreaming room that is coming up for me here in Connecticut. All right, I know that here I am talking about, reinventing your dreams and all of that. And I know that there are many people out there who have, over the years, attempted to live their dreams and their vision. However, there have been some crisis times in their life that has hindered them. I'm here to tell you that I've had many crises in my life. And for each and every time that something has happened in my life, I evolve stronger than before the crisis has hit. Stronger. So I'm saying that to encourage you not to be afraid to take one more chance on yourself. One more chance. Do not be afraid to take that one more chance, because this will be your time when you when you will be able to excel and to soar to higher heights. So don't be despondent about the crises that you have gone through. Many of our great leaders in the world, and even right here in the United States, there are many, many, many people who have gone through tremendous crises. However, they rise again to tell the successes of their story. My mentor and friend in his book, Overcoming Crisis, have a section on maximizing the benefits of crisis. And he writes, "Sweet are the use of adversity," William Shakespeare wrote. And I think that sums up a profound truth. Adversity is the same as crisis. A crisis which may seem to be destructive can turn out to be highly constructive if you know how to maximize its benefits. You can come to see a time of adversity or crisis in a new light because of its many positive features. The key benefits of the crisis center around the fundamental ways of crisis focuses us to become innovative and creative. A crisis becomes a driving force. It forces us to come up with inventive solutions, and it makes us willing to take risks. And the dreaming room is one of those risks that I'm encouraging you to step out from behind the crisis curtain and to take some risk. Take one more risk on yourself, because I can tell you this will be the last one that you will need to take, so long as you follow the blueprint that you will gain here. When we are in trouble, we exercise our brains and our faith as we never have before. A crisis is sink or swim time. Remember Peter walking on the water. And that's in Matthew 14:24-33. Peter and the other disciples were crossing the lake at night. Their boat was far offshore, and it was buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. That was a crisis already. Then in the middle of the night, Jesus approached their boat in the darkness. He walked right up to it, striding on the top of the waves. They were terrified. They didn't know it was Jesus. They thought it was a ghost. Their crisis had just gotten bigger. But Jesus identified himself, changing their terror back to mere fear. Peter, however, took it a step farther unto faith. He challenged the ghost who had said he was Jesus. "Lord, if it is you," he said, "tell me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come, Peter, step out of the boat," and was amazed to discover that he could do it. The choppy water was no harder to walk on than a plow field. There he was, walking right on top of the waves, just as Jesus was. Nobody had ever done that before. Excuse me. It was a bold, impulsive move for Peter to do that. People can't walk on the surface of a lake. It flies in the face of common sense. The only way it made any sense was as a step by faith. Although Peter took only a few steps before he flattened and began to sink, he had proved the power of faith. Besides demonstrating the power of faith, Peter had just demonstrated how something brand new can happen because of a crisis. He certainly would not have done it otherwise. And this is your water now to walk on is the water provided by the dreaming room. So I'm encouraging you, regardless of whatever crisis you have gone through, regardless of whatever businesses have failed, regardless of whomever have told you that you will not make it in business, here is an opportunity to help you prove them wrong. So I want to encourage you to go, come out. Come out and dream with me. Give this experience 12 weeks. Open yourself to a whole new world, whole new success. Create a new story. Create a new headline. Utilize a new platform. Because it is only you that can afford yourself this reward that you so greatly deserve. Peter was a fisherman, remember? He was not afraid of water itself. On one later occasion, Peter stepped out of the boat and swam to the shore. In that situation, he wanted to reach land faster than he could have done by the boat. So he did the only logical thing. He dove into the water and started swimming. That time, he did not even think of walking on top of the water's surface. In that earlier story, in that earlier stormy situation, however, Peter was driven to attempt something untried and new. This seems to be the way it always works in a time of emergency. That's why I can say without hesitation, a crisis really does benefit. John Huntsman, a wealthy businessman and philanthropist, wrote this. Humans seldom have created anything of lasting value unless they were tired or hurting. If you think about it, you will realize that it is true. It fits with the old saying, necessity is the mother of invention. A time of crisis is like an incubator for creativity. We need times of crisis to jolt us out of our ruts. Without some kind of crisis, we are not inclined to think hard enough, pray hard enough, or work hard enough to make innovative changes. That's why God allows crisis to happen. The Lord not only allows a crisis, He brings on a crisis. He does it because He knows that trials and problems will always work for our good. Crisis will make us grow spiritually, mentally, physiologically, emotionally. Crisis will make us expand. Crisis will provide us with plenty of motivation to try something new. Now, that, you know, that was a mouthful. I know I have done numerous things that did not make it, and boy, was I excited when you can say that it fell in my lap, this dreaming room opportunity. Now, this dreaming room opportunity has given me an opportunity to not only say I'm an entrepreneur, but to demonstrate that I am an entrepreneur. It helps me to be the best that I can be to myself, to my son, to my family, to my friends, to my customers, to my clients. And what a blessing it is. And I am praying that next year, 2011, that when we have these conversations on the radio, I will not be here expressing my personal views alone, but you will be able to come on and say, I remember September 2010, when I learned about that vision room, that dreaming room, and I took a risk on me in coming out and investing in me and to awaken the entrepreneur within me. I want to hear people saying, this is the best thing that I have ever done for me and for my family. My family is enjoying relaxation. My family is enjoying quality family time. Everybody supports each other. And we are now enjoying success as it is meant to be for us. We now have a true definition of what success is and what success means for us. So I want you to email me, go to the radio site, email me. You can call me on the phone, 203-885-9434 or 860-355-9838 or 203-482-9780. Any of those numbers. Call me up if you want to talk to me about the dreaming room that I'm conducting here in Connecticut. If you are stressed out over your present business, if you are working too much in your business, this dreaming room is for you. Because what this experience does, it shows us how to work at our business and not in the business. A lot of us, when we are sick or something, emergency turns up, the doors of our businesses are locked tight. And our customers have to go somewhere else. And what this dreaming room does is help us and gives us a structure that we can utilize in not so as not to be working in our business, but at our business. It gives us options. It gives us alternatives. So, do not hesitate. I want you to send me an email or call me up at any one of the phone numbers, 860-355-9838, 203-842-9780, 203-885-9434, and let me give you information on how you can come dream with me. I'm very excited about the opportunities which is offered to individuals to really tap into who they are and to become who they were intended and created to be. It is the time of revolution. I mean, it comes a time when we need to be just, everyone needs to become inventors. We need to invent the life that we need. So we don't need to sit around and complain and worry about what's going to turn around. Instead, we can become creative and we can help to create and bring the turnaround. We have it within our power. If we look back and you read about our ancestors and in decades ago, and most people you are listening to now, they will tell you that they began creating wealth during the time of the Depression, and people will tell you a lot of stories about that. And, you know, there is a quote that says, you cannot speak that which you do not know. You cannot share that which you do not feel. You cannot translate that which you do not have. And you cannot give that which you do not possess. To give it and to share it and to be effective, you first need to have it. And this is what we are obligated to doing for our children. We spend lifetime telling kids that, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do the other. And I think what we need to do is to begin to show them. Let us start showing them what to do. And this way they are going to learn much easier, because they are going to watch us and observe us and see the way that we are doing what we are doing. So, let us believe in ourselves. Let us use this opportunity to learn to walk again, if you may, because you probably have done numerous businesses where you probably went into to bankruptcy, you lost your business, your different things probably happened to you. And I'm here to say to you, so what? So what? Now is the time for you to get up, brace yourself, brush yourself off, and stand again. Stand again and take one more shot at you. If you have indeed learned something from that crisis, this will help you to embrace this opportunity that is presented to you through the dreaming room. And you will be able to use this opportunity to now build an empire for yourself, for your children, for your spouse, and for your community. Ask yourself the question, am I holding me back? What is holding me back? Is it fear? Is it that I have given up on myself? What is it? Because each and every one of us, we know the answer to that question so clear. There are different things that stand in our, that we allow. I want to add that. Different things that we allow to stand in our way. And until we make a decision that we are not going to settle anymore for that thing, we are not going to allow that thing to get into our way any longer. It is going to hold us back. So we must make the decision that the buck stops here. It stops here now. And it will be risky, if you may. You know, it is risky. But if we cannot take a risk on ourselves, who should we take the risk on? Ask yourself the question, who should you take the risk on? You must be willing to take a risk on yourself. You must invest in who you are. And this dreaming room are one of those things that helps you to do those things. It is, you know, I look at this one more attempt that you're going to do for yourself, or one more investment that you said, Lord, I'm going to do this one more time, and this is the time. I want to use this scenario of a motor vehicle accident. Let's say that you had a terrible car crash and it really traumatized you when you realize what has happened to you. But as the months go on and go on and go on and go on, and you realize it's time for me to get back around the steering wheel, would you just sit back and say, I'm never ever going to go in another car again? Or you would go out there and you make a run to the grocery store a short distance, or you make another run to the post office a little longer distance, and gradually you are back to doing the amount of driving that you were accustomed to. Well, it's the same thing with businesses that failed. Yes, business failed, but what lessons are we learning from that? Have we learned the lesson that the next one we start, we go in doing things differently? We go in with a concrete plan. We go in and we get a mentor, a coach, an advisor. What is it we decide that we are going to do different? There are things there in place to support us. Things that will allow us to excel without falling again. However, if we do not go out and take the risk to ask for help, we will not be doing ourselves justice. So don't allow fear to paralyze you. Do not allow past experiences to hold you hostage. Do not allow past failures to chain the ankles of your feet and to prevent you from moving. Because the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And I'm here to tell you that when you enter into this dreaming room experience, you will realize that it's the best thing that you could ever have done for your small business. Because you are now in the surroundings of entrepreneurs who understand how to let it work for them. Many small businesses have failed. Many entrepreneurs have thrown the towel in and have given up. But this dreaming room helps us to lay the tile solid, one tile at a time, one tile at a time, one tile at a time, one tile at a time. And it's not going to be easy. No way is it easy. However, when we realize that it's an investment in us that will help us to really live the dreams and vision that we want for our families and for our community, then we will go out there and take the risk. I want to welcome Dr. Owe to the chat room. And this show, we are just talking about the Dreaming Room, which is an experience that I will be conducting in Connecticut. I am not sure where you're joining us from, but I would love to encourage you, Dr. Owe, to mark me your favorite, join me as a friend, and I will look forward to getting to know you more and to know what you do. And while I have you there, would you like to type, or if you want to call in, you can. The phone number is 877-598-8549 or 646-915-8166. Ah, you're from California. Wonderful. What work are you, what are you involved with? What do you do? Are you an entrepreneur, or tell me a little bit more about what you do? Because I'm here to serve and to add value, so I want to know. Okay. Okay. I will click on that to learn more about you, because I think this is your first time on the radio here as one of my listeners. But I will be visiting this link that you gave me, this website, and to see how I can add value to what you're doing and to see how we collaborate. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so what kind of a business do you do? Okay, all right, so I'll go there. Because I do not, okay, I'm going to click on it and see where it takes me. It's challenging when I do not have a producer, so I have to go back and forth on everything. But I just clicked on your link, and I'm going there to see what your business is about. Oh, it seems as if you are into real estate. I think you're into real estate. All right. Good. Oh, wonderful. Yes. So I am sure we can we can connect and find out, you know, what are some insights that you have about real estate for entrepreneurs. In the future, we can connect and learn about that and see if you have some insight. We could have you on the show for one segment, because as entrepreneurs, we need all the information and education that we can get to be really efficient in all the things that we are doing and to leverage everything that is available to us. So I look forward to us talking about that, and I don't know if that's something you would be interested in, to come on the show to talk about something pertaining to real estate for entrepreneurs, you know, whether we should be renting offices or buying buildings and all of that. So do you think that's something you'd be interested in? You can type and let me know the answer, please. Okay, I will be back to the... All right, great. All right. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Dr.
Uwe.
Dr. Uwe, thank you for taking the time to call in. I always get very excited when I see new callers because it is such a privilege for me that people would take time to join. So I thank you, sir, for joining me this morning, and I know I can call you a New Day family now. So I don't know whether or not you're familiar with the book E-Myth Revisit.
Yes, I am.
Okay, because...
The Revised, E-Myth Revised.
Yes. And I was privileged to be one of the facilitators, one of the licensed facilitators for that. And this morning I decided I want to spend some time to explain to people about what the Dreaming Room is all about.
Okay.
So that's what the majority of the show was about this morning. So are you familiar with the work of Michael Gerber?
Michael Gerber, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I've actually read that book several times. Several times, yes.
Wonderful. Because I'm listening to the talk, and there's a special call this Monday.
Okay.
And if I can get your email, I can... send you, because I would love to invite you to listen in on that call. If you have read that book several times, you would probably find what we are doing now as a value to your client and customers. So I would love, you can email it to me at dynamicdaphne@aol.com.
Okay, I put it in the chat room.
Okay, let me, all right,
that
let me go.
Not,
yes,
right.
So I'm going to write that off because I'm not so great at multitasking, so I'm writing it. So while I write that, how did you learn about their New Day show?
Well, actually, I'm a talk show host here on the BTR as well. I'm directed through other persons who may have visited this site in other places. And so they give me a list of places whom I need to check out who are like-minded. So the name Dr. Uwe is actually a name given for the science of epiphany. You know, I like to make people think, look at things a whole new way, not on a level to level, but from a dimension to dimension. And so therefore I'm here actually to listen in, and I called because you asked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason, that's how I made my way today.
Oh, well, thank you. What a blessing. So with that being said, I am going to connect with you because I would love to have you on the show.
So
we can talk about the work that you are doing, not only in real estate,
right,
but also what your work is set out to do here on the radio, because we all need to expose each other and give each other a platform to tell their story.
Well, you're absolutely right by that, and I do believe that we actually should create a community. an accountable community, meaning just this, that we all hold each other accountable, not only for the information that is given, but the substance thereof, that is, and the way it is actually put out there.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, this, I don't want this to turn into another, should I say, a derogatory type of communication between one another.
That's
and
right.
Where we can actually find some tips, find some help, such as this, the E-Myth Revisited and all the rest and all the books that we need to read, especially mm-hmm. some other things dealing with health mm-hmm. as well as mental health.
Exactly, exactly. Because this is the time, this morning I was talking here, and I was mentioning about people sitting and they're whining around what's going on in the economy and all of that. And how is it going to turn around? It is our responsibility to contribute to that turnaround. And we...
Well, that goes right back to the book. Those mm-hmm. are technicians.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And the sad thing about it, Dr. Wee, is that people refuse to invest in themselves to reinvent who they are. And this is why I'm on this mission, and even if it's one person that gets it each time, is one person who will begin to focus differently.
And not to make this too long, because we may not have time after this conference. But my good friend, I'm here to tell you, you know, in the book it says that there are, just as in The Secret and other books there are available, it says not everybody will be on the same page when it comes to business. You're always going to have a CEO somewhere, a president, a vice president, but guess what? You will always have a janitor as well.
That's right. That's right.
Now, the thing about all of that is that we can try and strive and do all that we want to do to change people's mind, to go from a janitor to a custodial technician.
Mm-hmm.
But the best we will ever get is what they're willing to do. One of the most devastating things for a teacher is to want more for the student than the student wants for themselves.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And I tell people that I just keep doing it. And if you, to just piggyback on this scenario you just used, if you are a custodian who is happy where you are, I am just continuing to live the life of the level above you until you can strive for it. Because until you open up yourself to receiving, you are going to remain right there. And who am I to tell you how long you are supposed to remain there? You got to feel it from the inside and say, well, no, I've held myself back long enough, and realize it's not the next person in the other cubicle who is holding you back, but you are doing it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can see that you and I will have a good time on this show. Because...
Oh, yeah.
You know, it is amazing. I'm going to check your site out, and I'll send you a couple of dates for you to choose from, because I would love to have you in conversation on here, because I can see that you have value to add to my listeners. And I will also send you the information for this call on Monday. It's going to be Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So that's, what time yours?
That's 2 o'clock my time.
2 o'clock your time, yes. So I will send you that information as well.
That's absolutely wonderful. Yes.
How long have you had your blog talk show?
We're actually coming up on a year next month.
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah, we're going to have a big celebration. We have so many listeners and followers that are a part of our community now.
Nice.
And I tell you, and you know, we have what's called the Dr. Uwe University. We're actually in our fall semester right now, and we're learning about mental health as how it deals with male and female relationships concerning basically self-improvement and community development.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
I got to check that out. Beautiful. I just get I get the chills when I connect with like-minded people, you know. And as a friend of mine whom I met on LinkedIn, she co-authored a book with a gentleman from Israel, Strategic Leadership on the Soul. And back in June, they did book launch up in Rochester, New York, and I was privileged and blessed to be part of the people who were there. And when I spoke, I said, you know, I got so excited to find out that there are two people in two different directions of the world who is as crazy as I am, who think that we can really make something out of what's going on in our world today and make a great impact in it. And it was a great experience.
Great experience. That was Strategic Leadership?
Strategic Leadership on the Soul.
On the Soul?
No. I'm sorry, my voice is not so good. Strategy, Leadership, and the Soul. Okay, if you wait up, all right, I think I have time to go to the chat room and type it in. The author is Jennifer Stern.
Tragedy.
I'm typing it for you. My the next time you speak to me, I will have my real voice. And it's Jennifer. Jennifer Sertl and.
Yeah, strategy. Okay.
Leadership
and. Jennifer Sertl. That's Kobe. Kobe Herbert.
Huber, H-U-B-E-R, H-U-B-E-R, 1-B, I'm sorry, that's a typo. It's
okay.
Huber, H-U-B-E-R-M-A-N, two phenomenal individuals.
Okay, that's the book with the watchtower, the light tower on it.
Yes. Okay. That's the house, the book with the lighthouse.
Got it.
Yeah, two phenomenal soul, God has brought them in my life, and what a blessing it has been.
Okay.
And when you get connected with that book, just let them know I told you about it. And it's amazing to see that people in different directions are in sync with what needs to take place in this world. It's just amazing. Where are you from originally?
I'm actually from the East Coast, Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
Came out here right after my master's, and came out here to finish up school for a doctorate. That was in 2005, so of course everything else is done.
Right.
So now I'm out here, and I just haven't just gone back that way. The weather.
Listen to me, man. You better stop bragging. Oh, we only have 2 minutes, so I'm not going to get off on this. I came out there in June, and I was in San Diego and Carlsbad. Oh, what a beautiful place.
Yeah.
I came out early this Sunday, and I just drove around. What a beauty. Because I'm from Jamaica, and I say, oh, man, I can live out there anytime. Beautiful.
Really? Oh, yeah, Jamaica, where are you at? Are you a yardie or?
Yeah, I'm a yardie, man. 100% yardie. Oh, well, listen.
Yes.
I'm going to connect with you and let us talk about how we can add value to what each other is doing.
You got it. You have my number. You have my website. And
I have your number and I have your website.
All right.
So, God bless you. I appreciate you, my brother. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, I just met another brother, and what a blessing it is. I want to encourage you to follow your destiny. Do not allow anything or anyone to derail you.
To the Lord tonight.